apples to the ground. Call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
John Beal.
Mike Rowe here with Jim Twitchell, Senior Master Technician for Ford. Jim, a lot of people hear about the works and they figure it's an oil change.
No, Mike, it's not just an oil change.
The works includes an oil change, tire rotation, multi-point inspection, and more. Just $29.95 or less after $10 rebate at your local Ford dealer.
What doesn't it include?
That list is probably very short.
Glove compartment, you check that?
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 3/31/12.
Looking for your perfect hair color? Stop by Fantastic Sam's for the color event, starting Wednesday through March 25th. No appointment needed. Fantastic Sam's, your style awaits.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep.
On the doorstep.
Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear?
Not hard to find the sunny side of the street this
and
winter.
Oh, man.
81 again today.
Beautiful.
I looked at the forecast.
Can be so
through
sweet.
This weekend and all up to next weekend, 70s to 80.
Nice. I can handle that.
Yeah, but it's not normal, and something's going to happen.
Yeah, they said normal highs like mid-50s and normal lows in the 30s.
Tell you, man, it's too long a streak.
This rover. This is your idea of a joke. You must write for Leno.
Oh.
Nice voice, Lauren. Now, I can't help but think that April is just going to be all kinds of bizarre Mother Nature's way of getting back and floods and storms and what? Yeah, lightning and
snow.
When was the Joplin thing? Was that what month was that? Was that about a year ago?
I say last
May?
Late summer, maybe early fall.
Yeah, because the tsunami
was late in the year
ago.
I think so.
Oh, was Joplin that late?
I don't know. I'd have to search.
I was thinking it was like May or something.
Wasn't it like a holiday because the one here was a holiday and then there was another holiday and that was when...
What are you talking about?
Yeah, we had the one in Sunset Hills. That was New Year's Eve.
Right, and then...
Wow.
The
end of
July
May.
Or something?
May 22nd.
Okay,
right.
So it was Memorial Day.
It was May. Yeah, yep. I thought it was spring of last year. And that was a bad spring. That was the Lambert got hit. Remember all that stuff? And I'm telling you, man, we're looking at that again. Good afternoon. Welcome. As you can tell, we know everything about weather. You name it, we know it. We're experts on everything. Welcome to Lars Morning Show in the afternoon. This is the 14th day of June. It might as well be. It's actually March, but it feels like June or even July. 81. And really not, like 10, 20, maybe 30% chance of precip, they're saying. Of course, they don't know that far out. They have to give because people want to hear the 10-day forecast. But for the next 10 days, it looks, my goodness, the golf course people have to be jumping up and down. I guess most golf courses are open to play if the weather breaks, right?
Yeah. But their grass really isn't that good, right?
The markers out sometimes with the ball washers don't have any fluid in them. But I think if the weather, if you get one of those freak streaks even in February, I think
I've seen people out.
Yeah, it's
St. Patrick's Day this weekend will be huge.
Yeah, I don't know anything about gardening or landscape. Doesn't this have to do something really bad to plants and stuff? I mean,
if we have another freeze, it does because the blooms will be out on the flowers and on the trees.
It'll
and if
kill
it
them
freezes,
all.
I gotta tell you, I don't. It doesn't look like we're gonna have another freeze.
We lost a Japanese maple tree a couple years ago.
And I'm so sorry to hear that.
I know. We got it back though, but we had to replace it. But we did. It froze up. It bloomed and everything, and then it froze and then died. And it was before April. They say after April 15th, you should be clear of any freezes.
Are the dogwoods blooming yet, or is that coming soon?
Oh, no, they are.
Everything's blooming right now.
They're blooming.
That's
President Obama had a thing on the lawn at the White House there with Prime Minister of Britain, and the dogwoods are like full bloom already.
That's an interesting smelling tree.
What, dogwood?
Yes.
Oh, the cherry blossoms in Washington. Yeah, the dogwood puts out a stink, doesn't it?
Yeah, I never have smelled that stink.
Really?
I don't know what you're talking about.
It smells like something. I can't really mention what it smells like.
Well, you can give us an idea.
Well, it's
some
bodily fluid.
Bodily fluid.
A bodily fluid?
I can't think of a bodily fluid. B.O.?
No. Urine, no, that's not
urine,
a fluid.
Urine has no smell.
No, not really.
Are you talking about urine, sweat? something that you would find on a ship?
Maybe.
What are you talking about?
Maybe. The Navy persuasion?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, my goodness.
I had no idea.
It's not just me that's noticed that. It's a known fact.
And how does
I've never heard anybody say that.
Smell? Really? How does he know that smell?
You think they all smell the same?
You tell us.
I don't know if it's a certain dogwood that, I don't know. Are there different kinds of dogwoods?
No, she doesn't mean all dogwoods smell the same. That all.
Oh, my goodness. That's gross.
All men's bodily fluids.
Oh, see, she's taking it to a different level.
Well, she just ruined the whole show.
Yeah, no, it's
we just lost our audience. We had them in the palm of our hands.
Yes, and now she had to take it into.
Tina drove away with her filth.
Started talking about dogwood.
Do we have any Burke segment?
Yeah.
Material. Oh, I see the perky smile and raised hand to and other perks. Raised hand of Tina Dalpiez. What do you have, Tina? Your hand down now.
Okay, I. Today was the first day I got to babysit my granddaughter because I'm going to be babysitting 2 days a week.
Do you have a picture that we could look at of you babysitting your granddaughter?
I've seen some
pictures.
Already. Do you have more?
I have a bunch of
pictures.
That
was more.
That was very fun. Also, today is National Potato Chip Day.
It is?
Uh-huh.
Who cares?
And
I didn't know.
And National Pie Day.
There's only one potato chip, Lay's original regular potato chip.
You know, you can't eat just one.
All other potato chips to me are second at best.
Oh, a close second is cheddar and sour cream.
No.
The Ruffles.
I love those.
Yeah, those are.
I do like the kettle, whatever it is.
Oh, yeah.
Kettle cooked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are you going to mention what the other day is today, good. March 14th? You know about
what
that day?
It?
It's the man equivalent to the Valentine's Day. It's a month after Valentine's Day.
I don't
Day.
Have that.
What are you talking about?
There's a male equivalent day, the Steak and Monica Day. You remember that?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, it's supposed to be the male equivalent to Valentine's Day.
I've never heard of that.
Really?
So on this day, your woman is supposed to give you
a steak
and give you a Monica?
Service, yes.
You mean buy you a cigar?
Why don't we hear more about this day?
I don't know.
Steak and cigar?
Yeah, steak and cigar.
I'd like to see a card for that from Hallmark.
Yeah. A card? I don't want a card.
Well, this
what
day,
do you need a card for? Just,
potato chips were first made by Chef George Crum in Saratoga Springs, New York, on August 24th, 1853.
Now, this is not really Burke segment stuff. This is more
like
sort of like
an education,
like a new segment you're doing.
I like
it's
this.
It's educational.
I like it.
It says, a way to celebrate National Potato Chip Day, eat potato chips.
I just did.
And then it said, they don't know about the origin of the day, but they believe it was created by the snack food industry. And
I found a recipe the other day. I'll have to find it. Maybe I'll share it tomorrow. It is a way to make potato chips in your microwave.
I've heard of that.
You can slice a potato real thin, and apparently you can cook them in the microwave where they come out. It's not going to be as good, as frying
like
it in
crispy
oil.
Why would you do it?
Well, I don't know. Just if you don't want to... If you want to make your own.
Less calories, fresh.
Our pantry is filled with bags of stuff that I won't eat.
Gluten-free.
She buys of this tasteless cardboard chips. She won't ever bring home a bag of, like, Dorito nacho cheese chips or regular. I have to go get them. Yeah, she buys all this other crap.
Does she buy those veggie straws? Have you seen those yet?
Veggie straw.
Let me tell you what's in our refrigerator that I refuse to taste. Have you ever tasted hummus?
Yes, I like it.
No.
You don't like it? Really? Oh, I've tried hummus. I like it.
What is it?
It's ground up chickpeas.
What's a chickpea?
Chickpea is almost
about a gallon a day.
No! Yeah! What's a hen weigh?
I want to say a chickpea is in the bean.
It doesn't
What are they called? Legume family?
Yeah.
They make falafel out of chickpeas, too.
Falafel?
No, thanks. She eats that stuff.
It's good, though. They've mixed some garlic in it, and it's...
Yeah, they have flavor.
You know what she has for breakfast in the morning? She makes a shake, And it's a protein powder. You buy them in those big old plastic bottles and she or jar. They're like a plastic jar. And she pours
you
it in
a
blender.
Scoop to it, right? Don't you? Of the powder?
She, I don't know, 2-3 big scoops. And then she puts spinach leaves.
Oh,
wow.
Spinach.
That's pretty
hardcore.
And
some like berries or something. It's horrible. I mean, it looks horrible. It's got green. It's green.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's going to live forever.
Can't you just dump like fruit in and just make like a...
Yeah, that's
smoothie?
A good kind.
Yeah, make like a smoothie. That's just as good for you, isn't it?
Well,
who knows?
You just don't get the spinach.
What else do we have for the Berkshire?
Ew,
and they are no longer making the Encyclopedia Britannica.
I know. I got some stuff on the Encyclopedia.
Okay, I'll
In fact, I'll throw this at you.
Okay.
What do you think it cost? Now, the last... Well, I got two things that'll shock you. One, how many sets of Encyclopedia Britannica were sold last year? Take a guess.
Oh,
last year?
I bet it was 5,000.
No.
8,000?
You didn't just guess that.
Who? Which one? Eight?
Tina. It's 8,000.
Wow. Really?
That's a lot.
In 1 year?
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought. I thought they were going to say, and last year, Encyclopedia Britannica only sold 200 sets. 8,000?
Well, you want United States, though.
Yeah. It still seems like a lot to me.
Most people
libraries, I'm sure. Libraries still buy new encyclopedias. It's probably all libraries, I would bet.
What do you think they cost, a set of encyclopedias today?
Is it still like a couple thousand?
1,000. Which surprised me, because I thought it was more than 1,000. I thought there were $2,000-$3,000.
That's a lot of money.
And people used to sell those door-to-door, right?
Yeah, they did.
Now, what you ought to do, this morning I went online. You want to do something fun. You go online, you just Google... cost of a set of Encyclopedia Britannica. And what will happen is it'll take you to some sites, and I found some people trying to sell old set. One guy has a 1958 set, and he wanted to know what it was worth. And so the person online came back and said, maybe $30. Because think about it.
The guy thought
they're
he
obsolete.
It's heavy. It's bulky. The information is old. Well, it's not obsolete because, you know, Abe Lincoln, you know, the information hasn't changed on Abe Lincoln. But
you're missing 60 years
of history.
Everything
after 58 is not in there. It's worthless.
It's kind of like old sewing machines.
The stuff weighs a ton. Those books. The big competitor was World Book, right?
Yes.
There was Encyclopedia. And our neighbors, when I was a kid, if you had to do like a paper, you know, you had to go do your research, you went to the home of somebody who had either Encyclopedia or World Book, and if you're smart, you didn't tell people you had them because every kid, his parents, can Jimmy come over and do his homework and use your encyclopedia? The Rossmeyers were the only family in our little block that had them, World Book, and every night there was a kid sitting at their table, and we did it too, using the World Book.
We can't find our F. Could we borrow yours?
And didn't they used to sell or give those
Kroger
at grocery
or
stores?
Yes.
Kroger?
No, you know what? That's right. You'd buy, and they would update, like, every year. There'd be a new book. And that's right. And you bought them in
And they wanted you to come back more often so you could get the whole set.
Yeah, you bought them a book at a time. That's right. I forgot about that. In the supermarket. Maybe it was Kroger. We never owned Encyclopedia or World Book because... Quite frankly, you had to be rich. We knew a doctor that had them, and the Rossmeyers had a World Book, and that's it. We didn't know anybody
and
else.
And why would it, you can get an online subscription to the encyclopedia, but why would you?
When Wikipedia is free. Yeah. I mean,
And everything else is free. You know
right,
what I mean?
Yeah.
You just Google
that's why
the term you want.
They're still trying to make a dollar, but good luck with that.
You know what'd be fun is if anybody's listening... Whoever sold encyclopedias door to door. I can't think of a worse job. What do you got to carry a couple of those big books around and ding dong, knock on the door. Hi, I'm Jim Smith. I'd like to. Have you ever considered World Book or Encyclopedia? And you walk, and what do? Flip pages and show them the pictures? I mean, that's got to be a rough. And vacuum cleaner, my parents. That's the only way they bought their vacuum cleaner was a guy would come. I think we bought a new vacuum cleaner like every 3 or 4 years. It was Electrolux. And I remember the Electrolux guy came to the house with the vacuum cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
And he did a demonstration. He'd throw
stuff
down on the floor.
That's how I bought mine.
Yeah. Man, I
sucked
yeah.
it in. But back then, I don't know, because if you walked up and a parent was answered the door, and they had some kids, and they're like, if you have these, your kids are guaranteed to do better in school.
Oh, that's right. That was the pitch. Yeah. If you want your kid to do better in school.
Do you want your kids to be stupid?
And be prepared for college. You need to invest in your kids' future. That's right. That's the sales pitch. What else do we have? Anything?
That's all I have.
Anybody else? No. Yeah. Once, twice, three times.
I got
all right.
A lady.
All right. Done. Robert De Niro is in a new movie. It's called Being Flynn. And in it, he plays a guy who at one point becomes homeless. Did you see this story about when he was getting into the character? When he's shooting the part of the movie where he's a homeless guy and he's got kind of a several days of beard growth and he's pretty grungy looking, he wants to go out and test the homeless character to see how believable it is. So he goes into a hotel called the Greenwich Hotel and is escorted away by the security staff, and they won't let him in, and they said they don't want him on the premises. He owns the Greenwich Hotel.
Oh.
They didn't even know who he was. I mean, that's how believable, and that's what he wanted to happen. They said, I'm sorry, but, you know, and he said, I got to tell you something. He said, you know, when you see me as the homie, he said, I wouldn't want me in my hotel either. but I thought that was pretty funny that they didn't, that's, you're in character, buddy, because De Niro's a pretty, I think, recognizable guy.
Right.
I think you would normally know who he is. So I don't know how good the movie is. It's called Being Flynn. And here's something that I just want to, and then we'll move on, but this bugs me a little bit. He was on the Today Show this morning, and Matt Lauer, who I like, interviewed him, and you could just tell that Matt and everybody on the couch, they were falling all over themselves for Robert De Niro. It was the biggest butt kissing. It was just, oh, Mr. De Niro.
That's a big star for them.
Mr. De Niro. And they get a lot of big stars, but he is one of those legendary actors who doesn't do a lot of this stuff. But what really got to me was Lauer says, he says at the end of the interview, he's Mr. De Niro, he said, it is just, I can't thank you enough. It's so nice of you to take time out of your schedule to visit us. Wait a second.
What?
He's not doing it to be nice. It's in his contract to promote the movie.
Right.
But they acted like he was so nice to just go out of his way to come by the Today Show.
So gracious.
And all of his parts lately haven't been that great.
No, and by the way, he didn't even want to be there. You can tell these guys like Dustin Hoffman, they don't want to do that crap.
It's part of the gig, though.
Yeah, he didn't want to be there. He couldn't wait to get out of there. You could just tell by the way he looked and he acted. It was like, okay, this is an obligatory thing. Let's get it over with. Thank you for taking time out of your schedule to come by. I don't think so. We got a couple of calls. Let's take them. And then we'll move on. 314-969-KTRS, toll free 888-550-KTRS. Lynn is on the phone. Hello, Lynn.
Hi, gang. I'm Eamon PM.
Hey, Lynn.
What's up?
I microwave potato chips
on a regular basis. How do you do it, and is it good?
It's very good. We use sea salt. And we can also use different kinds of flavorings like barbecue rubs and things like that to spice them up a little bit.
All right, okay, cracked pepper is good too, like the good cracked pepper.
Lynn, let me stop for a second and ask you a question. Let's go back to sea salt. This is one of the things my wife years ago decided to do, is that we would no longer have, you know, regular Morton salt
right.
with the girl with the umbrella. We got to have sea salt. What's the difference? I mean, is it really that big a deal? It's salt.
I think there's less iodine.
The difference, but it's better for you.
Okay.
He doesn't want to use that.
Yeah. Here, something that's not good for you anyway, but this is not as bad for you as the other salt is
bad for you.
Yeah.
Right.
I just like salt. And then go ahead. So you what do? You slice them thin, and then what?
Well, I have to use a mandolin to get them as thin as possible because the thicker they are, the longer it takes.
A what?
A mandolin.
A mandolin, it's a kitchen appliance that's it's got a blade on it, and it's you slice potato back and forth to get a really thin slice of your potato chip.
Oh, it almost looks like a cheese grater, but it's just one blade, right?
Yes, exactly. Oh,
okay.
Exactly.
I've seen those.
I didn't know that's what that was.
There are several different versions of them that you can get at any of the home gadget stores, but I got one actually with the trays that I use in my microwave. It's made by a company in France called Mastrad, I believe it is. I can send Ian the link to everything. But they've got recipes on there. They've got the utensils you can buy and and I bought a lot of those trays, so I can do I can stack three at a time and make a lot of potato chips at one time.
Hmm. All right. Your cell phone's cutting out on us.
Yeah, so, we'll share that if you send that to me. Yeah, then that'd be great.
Yeah, shoot that to Peon. That'd be good.
Okay.
All right, Lynn. Thank you.
Take care, guys. Bye
bye. Lynn makes her own. I will say this: if you ever make your own French fries, and the reason I know this, when I was a kid, we camp out. Camp out meant in the backyard. Okay, the house was in view in case
right.
you got scared. But the only thing we cooked, we had a campfire, and we would take a skillet or some sort of a pan and pour grease in it and slice potatoes and hold them over the fire. I'm going to tell you something. Those were some good fries.
Fresh, mm-hmm. yeah, because yeah, all mean, the ones in the store have been frozen and yeah. cooked for a long time.
They were better.
Reason. Did you ever get those biscuits, you know, the biscuits in a tube and poke holes in them and you make donuts
out of them?
I make
donuts out of those.
No.
Sugar donuts?
Oh yeah, sugar donuts and powdered sugar donuts. Oh, yeah, we used to do that all the time.
Jim wants to jump in here. Hello, Jim. Oh, hello? Jim? Yes, that's you.
Yeah. Hey, Frank?
Yes, sir.
How about that book of knowledge?
What book of knowledge?
Well, that was like a set of encyclopedias, but I think it was a cheaper version.
I'm not familiar with that. Oh, but okay. But it makes sense that somebody would come out with a knockoff, less expensive, you know.
Yeah, but it's been around for a long time.
Never heard of it.
And you should know when that tornado hit down there in Joplin, because you got didn't you come through there?
I was driving through back? Joplin when the tornado hit, but I don't. That doesn't mean I would remember the date. I remember that I was in my wife and I were in the car, and
yeah.
the cops stopped us just as we were heading into town and said, "You can't go any further." And it had just hit. Yeah, I absolutely remember that, but I couldn't remember the date. My wife remembers everything we ever did and about. Almost the exact date. I don't. I could be off by a year. But yes, I remember.
Somebody just called and said it was Good Friday.
Okay, that could be. I think it was one of those. I think I was on assignment that weekend or something.
Right. Yeah.
I thought you was coming back from watching a tennis match from your daughter.
No, I think we were coming back from a visit. We were visiting her in Austin, Texas, at school.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And yeah, that was it. We drove back from Austin and came
yeah.
through there. All right, Jim. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
He's got a good memory.
Tom, and then we'll take a break. Hello, Tom.
AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, when you were growing up, now I'm only 40, but we had in our neighborhood, it was a fruit truck. The fruit man would come by, and he'd bring his little bell or whatever, and then the people would come out and buy fresh fruit. You know, he'd go down to the farmer's market in the morning, get the fruit.
Wow, where did you grow up? What town?
Well, I grew up in Glasgow Village, but he came through like Baden, Bellefontaine Neighbors, Glasgow Village,
wow.
all through there.
Well,
and he'd know the streets, you know, the people. You know, he wouldn't go down certain streets because nobody would be there. But like our street, he'd come by that quarter of the way down and hit his horn two times. And, well, you'd think they was giving free stuff away. Everybody'd come running out.
I never heard of that.
Yeah, it was like once a day or once every day, every other day, something like that. But he'd come by, I remember.
Okay.
All right.
Well, you and I about the same age, 40, you know.
Yeah. Well, I was wondering.
Yeah.
We just had the ice cream man.
All right, Tom, thank you.
Mr. Softy.
Yeah, the ice cream man and the Schwann guy. Remember the Schwann guy?
I had a sad life. We didn't have any ice cream man, no fruit man,
really?
No Schwann man, no nothing. When you're in a hillbilly town in Tennessee, there's no ice cream truck, you know. You're lucky you got a little grocery store to go to. Pickett's Grocery.
They'll remember when they called them confectionaries?
No. Nope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, that's city talk.
Really?
No, there's no confectionary in Savannah, Tennessee.
I never called it that.
Yeah. Here's another weird thing. I'm 15 years old. We move up here.
Wow, you're young.
No, not now. I'm not 15 now. No. I was 15. And we moved up here, and somebody said the first week we're in this area and we've come from Tennessee, they said something like, going to get some pizza. Never heard the word pizza. I didn't even know what that was. And my dad said, we were talking about this a couple of weeks ago when I went to visit him, and he says, I mentioned that to him. I said, how is it that we never... Pizza is like cotton. It grows as far as Sykeston, and then north of that, there's no cotton. Pizza must be the same way. You get down below Cape Girardeau, they never heard of pizza, at least when I was 15. And my dad said, hey, he said, I never heard of pizza. He said, I went to Chicago. He had to take a job for a while in Chicago. Now, he's a grown man, and he's in Chicago, and one of his buddies he's working with says, go ahead and get some pizza. And my dad said, what's that? we never heard of it. We never heard of it. But we get up here, and it's a big deal.
Oh, how was it the first time you had it?
It was great.
Yeah.
I'm still eating it, a lot of it, in fact. I do think that there are too many kinds of pizza. There's New York, Chicago, St. Louis, come on. And I think people that say X pizza is the absolute best pizza in St. Louis, really, that's hard to do.
There's a lot of good pizza.
There's a lot of good pizza.
I like thin crust no matter what.
Now, here's something that I will tell you there is a little to no difference in, and that's tires. A tire is a tire. And a Toyo is a Toyo, and a Goodyear is a Goodyear, and a Dunlop is a Dunlop. So they're going to be the same tire. You just have to figure out where you're going to get them. We would really appreciate it if you would consider going to Zisser Tire. And when you do, you be sure to tell them your AM and the PM. Now, the reason we ask you to do that is, twofold. One, support the show. We like for the listeners to support the people to support the show. The other reason is, you're going to get as good a deal there or better than you're going to get anywhere else. So why wouldn't you go to Zisser Tire? And if there's not one real close to you, go anyway. Go anyway for us, as a favor to us, because it's not like you have to do it every week or two. If you're buying new tires every 2 or 3 weeks, somebody is driving real hard. You know, I had a situation in my household when there were teenage drivers where tires were getting worn out. I mean, like every 8-10,000 miles, and I finally figured out what was going on and how somebody was driving, and put an end to that. You should not, unless it's one of these. There are some cars on the road that you do have to put new tires on every 8-10,000 miles. I had a, you remember Hill Behan, the
yeah.
lumber?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Pat Behan used to drive an Acura NSX. And he called me one day and he said, hey, do you want to drive my car? Because he knew I love cars. I said, you bet. So I went and he let me drive his car. We took it to Alton. And he starts telling me about the car. And the rear tires were different size than the front tires. And he says, yeah, he says, I buy new tires every 8,000 miles. Wow. 8,000? There are tires on the road now that'll get up to like 80,000 miles, depending on what you drive and what kind of tire that vehicle requires. Zisser knows all that stuff, and they have all the state-of-the-art equipment. I don't care what you drive. You drive a truck, you drive just a regular, Silverado pickup truck, or maybe it's a heavy-duty truck. They have the tires. Doesn't matter. They do all that. So high-performance tires. They're also a full-service auto repair shop. State inspections, tire and wheel applications, custom accessories. They got certified technicians. It's all there at Zisser Tire. And name-brand tires. Look, if you find that you need tires and you're looking at sales, cut the ad out or print it out, take it to Zisser and go, here, this looks like a good deal. Can you do this? And the answer is probably going to be yes, they can, or they can do better. And if they can't, they want to give you an oil change. A standard oil change, $30 value. Zisser Tire. Here are the three locations you want to go. Delwood, Afton, or Wentzville. ZisserTire.com.
Time for a look at the roads with Tim Weiland and your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. We do have a couple of accidents. The first one is downtown. It's at Jefferson, northbound Jefferson at Highway 44, right in front of Johnny Brock's. It has the two right lanes blocked. And then also on the ramp from westbound Manchester to northbound 270, that ramp is partially closed due to a crash. Over here in Illinois, northbound 255, that's jamming up from approaching Moosette up through State Street. That's, they've got those two left lanes down while they're doing some maintenance work. This traffic report is brought to you by TaxAct. At TaxAct.com, federal taxes are free to prepare, print, and e-file for everyone. It's fast, easy, and free, and your biggest refund is guaranteed. Everyone can feel free with TaxAct, including you. Go to TaxAct.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The great thing about St. Louis is that we have so many family-owned and family-operated businesses, including our friends at Classic Air Care and the Drain Team. Family-owned and family-operated since 1926 with nearly 100 employees. If you have any issues with your heating, your air conditioning, or your plumbing, Classic Air Care and the Drain Team can help you out. Classic Air Care and the Drain Team offers residential commercial services for plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. You can save, and you can save online, too. Go to cacstl.com. That's cacstl.com or 314-352-1111. Classic Air Care and the Drain Team have experienced and licensed journeyman plumbers, as well as experienced and certified technicians with background checks and mandatory education for all the latest. So for any heating, air conditioning, and plumbing issues, it's Classic Air Care and the Drain Team.
If you're in the market for new flooring, carpet, hardwood, tile, laminate, you want the best deal. You could go to the big store with a big overhead and fall for their so-called big sale that happens to be loaded with hidden costs, or you could call a small family business that completely outperforms the big box stores, Kelly's Flooring. Kelly's carries all the big names plus a few lesser-known flooring products. Not only do they have what you want, but they can also offer it to you for a lot less. Their overhead is a tiny fraction of the big stores. They cut out the middleman by purchasing directly from the mills. More flooring options, better prices, sounds good so far, right? Well, there's one more thing that most people don't consider, installation. At Kelly's Flooring, their veteran installers show up on time, look presentable, and do excellent work. Don't make a $1,000 mistake. Call Kelly's Flooring, 636-677-5555. Or visit online at kellysflooring.com. Demand the best. Kelly's Flooring.
Are you in the market for a porta potty? Don't laugh. Maybe you're in charge of a family reunion, a special event, a wedding, a reunion, or maybe you're in charge of a construction site. Whatever the reason is, you have a large group of people coming together, you're going to need a porta potty. And I'm here to tell you about R&R Sanitation. St. Louis-owned, St. Louis-operated R&R Sanitation. Their porta potties are 40% larger. Now, you laugh, but that means they're cleaner longer and they smell fresh longer. And at R&R Sanitation, they pick up and drop off at a drop of a hat. The out-of-town conglomerate that's trying to put R&R Sanitation, they don't do that. Fact, they'll try and undercut R&R Sanitation, but they won't lose money. You'll be the one that ends up losing. So, be smart. Call R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000, because you do not want to mess with your sanitation issues. 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. And their tagline and their slogan says it best. They want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
Looking to make a change? Then go with those who know how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores this March, get our $19.99 oil change special. You get our silver Napa oil filter and 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil. Plus, save $7 more with a mail-in rebate. Hurry in. Deals this slick don't come around often. $7 rebate? I'm licking a stamp right now. Ugh, stamp flavor. Does not include state, local taxes, or recycling fees. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Expires 3/31/12.
Ready and go. Your bracket's looking good, but your TV's not so hot. So head to Sears right away. You're sure to save a lot.
The ultimate hoops experience is on at Sears. Come in now or visit sears.com/hoops and save $600 on a 55-inch Panasonic 1080p 3D TV, only $999.88. Also, save big on top brands like Samsung, Sony, and LG.
For a great price. Sears has no equal. Now here comes the guy with the mandatory legal.
Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii. Sale ends March 17th, 2012.
Now legal!
O'Reilly.
If it's hard to stop or you hear squealing and grinding noises during braking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll find the brake parts you need from trusted brands like BrakeBest, BrakeBest Select, and Wagner ThermoQuiet at everyday low prices. Play it safe with brake parts from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Window World Windows has the strongest warranty in the business, the highest ranking in customer satisfaction by J.D. Power and Associates, and Window World Windows comes with the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. Go ahead and call Window World, 314-993-1800, before you do anything. Whether it's windows, siding, insulation, or entry doors, it's Window World Windows. They'll do it all and simply do it the best for less. 314-993-1800 or windowworldstlouis.com. Call Window World.
Listen for the biggest, the best, most
Real Estate Show in St. Louis history. The St. Louis Real Estate Show. Sundays at noon on the Big 550 KTRS.
Coasters?
Yes.
It was either the Coasters or In Sync.
Yes.
I get those confused. Back to the phones we go. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free. 888-550-KTRS. Sandy's on the phone. Hello, Sandy.
Hello. First up, I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
And I can remember when Dorset Road was a lot smaller than it is today. Okay. And there used to be a little grocery store there by Dorset and Fifi Road called Burt's.
Burt's.
And we, us kids, would go up there. Whoever had bicycles rode bicycles. I had a horse, so I rode my horse.
Wait a minute. You are going back. You rode your horse down Dorset to the store?
Sure. We had horses right there over on Edgeworth. Merle Hagen was the fire chief. He had horses behind us. And you remember when 270 used to be called 244.
Right.
His horses got loose, and I was out there on my Shetland pony with the police and my grandpa helping around his horses up.
Wow.
But where White Castles is, that's where our clubhouse was.
Well, how long ago are you going? What year? How far back?
You
okay?
'70s.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm just got a bad cough.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
boy, that's a nasty. Were you a smoker?
Nope.
Well, start smoking.
You'll have an excuse then.
Yeah. If you're gonna cough, you might as well smoke.
Okay.
You have a cold or the flu, or is this something like a
allergies?
Is this something you have all the time?
Oh, wow. Allergies.
Oh, poor thing.
I think she died. I think she just died.
No,
I
know. She did.
She might have died. Yeah.
Don't you hate that, though, when you can't get rid of it?
No.
You just keep coughing. It's like, and you can't catch your breath.
You know what I think is kind of a sad thing? We don't have a lot of time, but I'd love to hear from a woman out there who used to date guys back when cars were a big deal. I keep talking to people who say, we have a friend of ours the other day whose, I think, son is 18, and he doesn't have a driver's license yet, and he's really just not that interested in it. And I thought, I can't even imagine that.
There's a lot of kids that are like that now.
I know. And
I was somewhat like that. I don't think I got mine till I was 17 or something.
This is a sad thing to me. I remember not being able to wait till my 16th birthday. It was driving me crazy. I wanted to drive so bad.
I took off school.
That was common to take off school. It was a big deal. And your parents would even let you take off because you drove them nuts. I think they were just glad to get it done so you'd shut up about it. But it's not, cars aren't a big deal anymore. And somebody was we were talking to some people and they were talking about how, and as soon as the guy said this, I thought, man, can I relate to that? There were, I think, some girls who would go out with a guy just because of the car he drove.
Hmm.
I'm telling you, I know for a fact, if you had a GTO or
a 67
SS Chevelle or something, Dan, you said you got to go to the prom in a Porsche.
Yes, 911.
Bruh, I can't even imagine.
It was my stepdad's.
But it was a ritual, like if you had a date Saturday night, you'd wash and wax the car. Man, I mean, you wanted that car. Well, I'm serious. Tina, you don't tell
my
me.
My boyfriend's car looked like it had been through a demolition derby.
those were cool, too, though.
Is it fast, though?
But it didn't matter what the car was. The car was a big deal. It just was. And it was so important that if you had a crappy car, a really just special, and you really wanted to make an impression, you would borrow another car because you didn't want to pick her up in that car. That's over. Those days are over. I don't think it matters anymore. I just don't think a car is a big deal. I don't even think guys pick girls up for a date, do they? They meet somewhere.
No, they do, but they don't come to the door. They'll honk their horn.
Well, that's the fault of the girl's parents.
Yeah. I had a car one time, though. It was so bad. I would, when I washed it, because you always washed it, it had some chrome on it.
Oh, yeah.
But I used a Brillo pad.
Idiot.
When I washed it. No, because I had so much rust on it. Yeah, on the chrome and the rust and stuff.
Oh, man. Some guy, a friend of mine when I was about, I guess, 18 or 19. His girlfriend had a friend, and he set me up with a blind date with her. He and I, we must have spent 3-4 hours that Saturday washing and wiping and polishing our car. I'm serious. He had an Oldsmobile, and I had a little Datsun, nothing kind of a car, but man, it might as well have been a Mercedes to me. And you never went on a date without a really clean car, no matter what it was. And it was just a big deal. I just can't relate.
No, it is different these days.
To that not being a big deal, and I also just can't relate to not dating. I think dating is almost done. I think it's over. I think it's let's all meet somewhere, and then they. I don't know, what do? Pair off when they get there, or do they just all hang
out? No, they go out. That's
what
they call it.
Does anybody park? I guess you can't park anymore because of the serial killers and the nuts and the perverts and the weirdos.
But that, you'll get the police will come wrap on your car.
You know what? That's too bad. It really is. That was a great time. That was just special. It was, and the car and the parking.
Loitering now.
Yeah, I know.
It is.
You can't do any of that anymore. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com is the website. The phone number, you know, 314-878-9999. Our first house was over by Pheasant Run. It was a little subdivision behind Pheasant Run. It was $53,000. I remember exactly how much. I remember I hated the name of the street. The street is still there, Turkey Creek Court. I hated that. I didn't want to live on Turkey Creek Court, but that's where the house was. I don't know I don't know where the mortgage was. I sort of remember the payment, but I remember what a big deal that was. Holy cats, the first piece of land that I actually owned. I owned a piece of ground, and there was a house on it, and it was, we went every day and took slides. Back then, I took all slides, and I regret that now, because I got trays of slides, and I, you know, who wants to set up a projector and a screen, and I need to have them transferred, but we took every day a slide or two or three of the construction, and then we would watch them, the progression of the house being built, you know, like flipping pages to make a cartoon move. It's a big deal. Getting a house is a big deal. Having a house is a combination of a pain and expense, a great tax deduction, but it's a tremendous way to borrow money. That equity in your house, an American Equity Mortgage, will show you how owning that house has great benefits when it comes to getting a loan to get rid of bad loans at high interest rates, like credit card debt. Get out of it. Let them get you out of it. They're experts at it. They've been doing this for a long time. 314-878-9999 or AmericanEquity.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. How's it going, Tim?
Well, we've got another new accident. It's on northbound 270 between Dorset and Highway 70. The two left lanes are blocked, and right now traffic is backed up approaching Page. They're still working with the accident from the ramp on westbound Manchester to northbound 270. Also still working the accident. Only one lane is blocked now. Jefferson at Highway 44 in front of Johnny Brock's. Now, we also had a report of a stalled tractor trailer. It is on northbound 55, the ramp to the Poplar Street Bridge. So it sounds like it's having difficulty people getting around that. This traffic report is brought to you by NCAA March Madness. The wait is over. March Madness is finally here. Watch every game live on TBS, CBS, TNT, True TV, or on your mobile device. All the Cinderellas, all the celebrations, the excitement continues on True TV. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Are you looking for your perfect match?
End your search by finding yours during Free Paint Saturday at participating Ace Hardware stores in town and country, in De Pere and on Dorset. On Saturday, March 17th, stop by Rick's Ace Hardware to get a free quart of your perfect color from the new Clark and Kensington paint and primer in one. Jim Compton from the Inside Out Show will be broadcasting live
to help you find your soul paint
at Rick's Ace Hardware on Manchester Road in De Pere, the helpful place. While supplies last, limit one per household. Average availability. Most colors available for tinting. See store for details.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ugh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why? Ugh.
sorry. Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
Live from Progressive.
Let's take a call.
Hello, Flo. Progressive's Name Your Price option gives me a starting point and then lets me find the best price for me.
Sounds like you know your stuff.
Thank you.
This also sounds like my coworker, Gene, who should be at work in about an hour.
Oh, how'd you know?
You can't fool Flo.
Name your price and save. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or go to progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in most states for new quotes. Price match may be limited. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
Honey, call John Beal.
I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you.
You know who's gonna have a real bad case of diarrhea all night tonight, tomorrow morning? Rod Blagojevich. He goes to prison tomorrow.
Oh, he's gonna make a speech or something tomorrow, isn't he?
Tonight.
Oh, is it tonight?
Yeah. What is that about? Now, is this the weirdest guy? This is the weirdest guy I think I've ever seen in the sense that I think he thinks the world wants to hear from him before he goes to prison. He always, I think one of the things that hurt him, remember he went on The Apprentice and he did all this other goofy stuff?
Right.
I actually think that hurt him because it made it look like he didn't take any of this seriously. He just is like a buffoon, that goofy hair. So he's going to address the world tonight and say goodbye like anybody cares. 14 years,
wow,
this guy's going to prison. And they got a statement from... Oh, by the way, his sentence is the stiffest sentence of any of the four Illinois ex-governors who have gone to prison in the last 50 years. Four governors from Illinois. And they got a statement from a guy named Jim Lasky. He's a former Chicago city clerk. He went to prison for 2 years in 2006, and he says, I know exactly what he's going through. He says, the last few days are the hardest. You feel helpless, and you think about prison 24/7. You cannot sleep. Well, no kidding.
Yeah.
What? No kidding. And then they interviewed a lady on TV who's a corrections, expert. She says he'll start out, even though it's a minimum security prison, he'll clean toilets and stuff, and then he'll kind of work his way up to, teaching a class or something. I don't know. This should be an interesting speech tonight.